so everything feels flat. Maybe not dramatically, just dimmed, the colour turned down, the day gone a little grey. You going through the motions a half step behind yourself. Or further off than that, turned right down, the world at a distance, as though it, or perhaps you, are happening behind glass. Hard to feel much, hard to care much, hard to want anything in particular. I want to say one thing first, before we do anything at all. This is allowed. You are not lazy, and you have not failed at something. The flatness is your system being economical. It has pulled the energy back and turned the dial down to save resources. That is a very ancient and intelligent thing for a body to do. We are not going to scold it for having done so. And if you're here for someone else, someone who has gone quiet and far off, and you want to help, you're welcome to do this alongside them, or to do it yourself, so you can be calm and warm and present. That is its own kind of help. This practice is not going to try to force change upon you. You have probably had plenty of people, possibly including yourself, telling you to cheer up, push through, snap out of it. But I'm sure you've noticed that doesn't work, and it isn't kind. Because there's nothing here to push through with. A flat system has almost no fuel. So we won't spend energy you don't have. The plan is to invite a little back, slowly, from the edges in. And we'll start with one tool that works even when the tank is near empty. Because it doesn't cost energy, it makes it. Your own voice. Before you run away, please understand we're not asking you to sing here. We'll start with a mumbled hum, not a song, not for anyone else's ears. We're not trying to sound nice. We're not even trying to be audible. Start with the smallest hum you can make, barely audible inside your own head. A quiet mmm on the exhale. The kind you might make without meaning to. Try one now, whenever you're ready. Let it be tiny. Good. While you do it, I'll tell you why it works. A hum does two opposite things at once. The long sound on the out-breath settles you, and the body reads it as safety. And the making of the sound brings you up. It switches on the part of your nervous system that's built for being seen, for being here in the room. Settling you and building you up in the same breath is the one thing that can lift a flat system without asking it to spend anything. Let the next one be just slightly longer. Let it drop a little deeper. Feel for where it buzzes, the lips, maybe the chest, feeling the slightest bit of vibration. Let it be plain, even ugly. The ugliness is fine. It keeps you clear of any urge to produce or perform that would spend resources, and we're here to bank them. A few more on your own now. Keep it slow. Now notice, has the hum put a little back? A degree or two of presence, perhaps? A bit more here than there was a few minutes ago? If it has, we'll ask you for a little more. And if it hasn't, we're going to invite you to rest right here. The hum was enough for today, and that's no small thing. Stay as long as you like. If you've built up a little to reinvest, we're going to start at the edges. Wriggle your fingers, wriggle your toes. Bring some life back to to the far ends of you. Then rub your palms together until they're warm and rest them somewhere on your face, the back of your neck. Warmth is a signal too. Pause to feel the good sensation deeply. And then take the time to specifically acknowledge and welcome it with each touch. Now we're going to change the breath. Until now, we've leaned on the out breath, which settles. To come up, we lean the other way, on the inhale, which rouses. Where a long exhale calms the system down, a fuller in-breath draws energy in. So we follow with a handful of brighter in-breaths. Breathe in through the nose, a little fuller and a little quicker than usual, and let the out-breath simply fall out, soft, no effort. The in-breath is the one you're reaching for. On the inhale, visualize the air coming in, charged with a soft white glow. We're telling the body to interpret the inhale as a resource, which of course it is. In, and let it go. In, and let it go. Five or six like that, gently, no more. If you feel a little lightheaded, just stop and let the breath settle back to ordinary. That's the sign you've had plenty. Now, if you're ready, we'll continue with a gentle seated movement. This'll bring you a little bit more into your body. Fold slowly forward over your lap. Let the head go heavy and hang down. The arms drop toward the floor. Rest there for a moment, folded. The head below the heart, which the body finds quite reassuring. Now the part that rouses. Roll yourself back up, slowly, from the very base of the spine, stacking one bone at a time, the head coming up last and heaviest. Take your time. Rising slowly keeps the head clear. As you come up and your chest opens to the room, notice that the rising itself is the lift. Folding lets you relax. Coming up brings you up. Twice more, at your own pace. Fold, rest, and unfurl back to sitting. Now let your eyes do the last of it. If they've been closed, let them open. And if they were open, let them lift. A flat system stares at nothing or stares inward. Let the room come back in. Slowly turn your head. Let your eyes move around the actual space that you're in. Don't look for anything in particular. Just let the room arrive. Find one real thing. A corner, a window, a light, and then another. Let your eyes rest on one thing, and then the next. You were far off, and now here is the room, and here is where you are in it. Notice how you feel. Most likely something has moved in you, more here than when you started, perhaps. A little warmer, the world a touch closer than it was behind glass. Maybe a lot, maybe only by a degree, and either is completely all right. You met yourself exactly where you were, which is the hardest and the kindest thing to do. And you brought yourself some caring, some nurturing support by your own quiet effort. That counts. Where you are right now is not who you are. It's the weather, and flat weather lifts. You don't have to be all the way back. A few degrees warmer is the practice working. Keep these practices in mind. The hum, the brighter breath, the acknowledgement of sensation, the roll-up. For whenever the dial has dropped low, they're yours, and they bring you more than they cost. Let that be enough for now.